Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. This is Mike Campbell. My beautiful wife, Jade, is with me. And this is a word of encouragement for you, all right? It has the power to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. You have to allow the Word of God to work in you. And one of the things that we're attacking this week is that Jesus came to earth and ministered as the Son of God and always had his power as the Son of God. And it's just not true. According to the word of God.
That's right. He gave up his deity and chose to live on this earth as a man.
He laid aside. In fact, the Amplified version.
Yep.
We're reading, where are we at?
Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Here's the message. It says, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself.
Let me read it out of the Amplified. Let the same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, let him be your example in humility.
Mm.
I love that.
That's good.
Take off.
And then it says, do you want me to read?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it doesn't give you each verse. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity, took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. He knew this was coming and he chose to do it anyway.
Now notice that Jesus laid aside. Let me read it to you out of the Amplified. Verse 6 and 7 is all I'm going to read.
Mm-hmm.
Who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which make God, God, I love that, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained, but stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant slave in that he became like men and was born a human being. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is plain as the nose on your face. Jesus did not, listen, he didn't heal anybody when he was a baby. And, you know, we've got this thought about Jesus.
He didn't heal anybody when he was found in the temple teaching when
he
was 12.
Because of all these iconic pictures at the Catholic Church and everything, you know, it's got this halo always around him and everything. Listen to me. Yes, he was sinless. Yes. God was pleased with him, but no, he wasn't in the crib sticking his hand up and people getting healed, and they didn't walk by his crib, people getting healed.
Right.
All right.
None of that happened.
The three wise men or the three kings or whoever it was that traveled for over 2 years when they came and saw him at his house. I mean, he didn't lay hands on them and they fell out in the spirit and they were made whole and all that. No, they brought gifts to him. Because he was a man, a human being. 100% God, yes. 100% human being, yes. And the human being part was played out until he was baptized at age 30. Mm-hmm. It's believed that he was age 30 when John encounters him that we're talking about here, and the Spirit descends upon him. You need to get this and grasp this, because next week we're going to talk about the fulfillment of that for you and I, and why we can do the same things that Jesus did.
And I think there's a lot of people who don't believe that.
No.
They don't believe that we can do the ministry that Jesus did. But because he can, and it says he continued to be human. When he was anointed, he didn't then change into the Son of God. He stayed human with the anointing on him, and he ministered that way.
See, he stripped himself of the anointing, came to earth, and then God anointed him. All right? He was a human. He stripped. He removed it. He set aside and became human. He submitted to the plan. All right. And so it's significant for us that we catch that, because he ministered, he preached, he taught, he healed as a man anointed by God. I want you to read Acts 10:28 again. Do you? I can quote it if you don't have it handy.
Go ahead.
Keep going. One more page. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing what? Good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
For God was with him.
For God was with him.
For God was with
him. How was God with him? The anointing upon his life. God was with him. It's important that you get that. It's important that you understand that. He went about doing good, but he didn't do it before he was anointed. He probably did some good things, some nice things, but he left that river of anointing, John chapter 1, went to a wedding in Cana and changed the water into wine. Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it. And they followed him exactly. He turned the water into wine.
Right.
And the governor was so impressed. He said, most of the time people start out with the good. And then as the day or the celebration goes on, or as people get drunk. it goes to the weaker stuff.
Right.
But he brought out the best. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God wants you and your life to have its best all the way through. He wants the best from the moment you get born again until you die. He saved the best for last. Glory to God.
You're preaching today.
Yeah,
it's a Friday. He's pumped up about the Holy Ghost.
I got to slow down.
No, you don't.
I'm overpowering you and I apologize.
No. You know, God is the Heavenly Father. And he asked Jesus to go down here. He didn't demand, just like he chooses. He lets us have choice. We have free will. Jesus had free will. And he chose to leave all the privileges and all the things
that's
that he had. He could have just
right.
stayed up there in heaven with the Heavenly Father. But he chose to come down here and model to us how we could live this life.
You know, you need to understand something. You know, God is good and he's righteous and he's just. And so he did not create evil. You've got to get a hold of that fact. God did not create evil. He created angels with the will to choose. Satan or Lucifer, the son of the morning star, the anointed cherub, chose disobedience. And in that came darkness and evil.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't created. It was chosen. You choose that. Jesus chose to lay aside what God had given him in the beginning, became a man, grew up pleasing God, grew up pursuing God. Remember when his parents left him in Jerusalem, honey?
Yeah.
They came back. Where'd they find him?
He was teaching
at the
temple.
Synagogue. That's right. Jesus was dedicated to God. He lived this. I love what it says. He lived a selfless life.
Yes.
I think is what you read. Now keep going. Keep going. It's over
right
there.
Here.
Yeah, and it right up in here.
Yeah, he led
an incredibly
a selfless,
humbling,
obedient life.
There you go.
And died a selfless, obedient death.
This selfless.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to end with this. We're going to pick this topic up again next week. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, if you want what Jesus had, you're going to have to let less of self.
Mm-hmm.
And more of Jesus.
Right. And you can actually have that, what Jesus had.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that next week.
You're
we talked about Jesus and his anointing.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to talk about your anointing.
If you thought it was good now, wait till then. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that indwells us, that he's upon us. He's empowered us. And we thank you now for the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow button right down there so you can get your family members and friends to get connected to PM in the AM. You can check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com and see what's happening. And follow us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe now on YouTube and you can follow what we're doing across the ocean and around the world.
Hey, we love you. Thanks for being with us. Join us again Monday as we start a new topic right here on PM in the AM. All right. We'll see you then. God bless.
God bless.